This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1126, Band 9 Idioms for IELTS Speaking Challenges.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll get 3 idioms for IELTS speaking that describe facing challenges and overcoming them. Plus, you'll find out about a New Year's English challenge to start 2022 off right.
Aubrey, do you make New Year's resolutions? You know, we're getting to that time of year. It's a time of self-reflection. Do you make resolutions?
I'm not going to anymore. My resolution this year is to not make any New Year's resolutions because I'm so bad at just like, I'll do it for 2 weeks and then it's done. So instead of waiting for New Year's to make a resolution. Like if I see something I need to do, I'm just going to resolve to do it right then instead of waiting for New Year's because it doesn't work for me. I don't do it.
It doesn't work for many people.
No.
Changing your life isn't easy, right? And I feel like people think there's just some sort of magic that happens at New Year's and it's like wishing on a star, you know, like you just put these words out and it's going to happen or whatever. But you have to be intentional about it, right? Mm-hmm. So we have 3 great idioms you guys could use on IELTS today about facing challenges and improving your life. But before we teach you those 3 idioms, guys, I want to tell you about an incredible mini course that I have made for you. You can check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/new2022. Because it's all about a new you in 2022. So it's a 5-day mini course. You learn something new every single day. You see actual improvements in your English every day. You get vocabulary, and this is all related to a daily challenge. So here's the key about changing anything in your life. You have to be intentional about it and have steps. You have to make actions in order to that lead you to a goal, right? So I will give you an actionable thing you can do every day in English to not just improve your language, but to set yourself up for an amazing year, you know, analyzing your personality and discovering ways to be healthier mentally and physically. I should stop talking about this, but I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited because this is the problem with New Year's resolutions is it's kind of vague. Even if you decide like, I'm going to exercise more. If you don't have a real plan with actionable things to do, it just doesn't happen. This is the way it actually could happen. If you guys get in on this, go to allearsenglish.com/new2022. You could actually reach that goal of improving your English, getting the IELTS score you need because you'll have that, what you need to do every day. And that's going to help you, force you to stick to it and actually make progress.
And I have included all 4 skills in there, you know,
nice.
So it's listening, reading, speaking, writing, everything is included in this mini course, guys. It's just so important to start off a year in a good headspace, you know,
for sure.
Like you have this whole year ahead of you. And it's like, sometimes I feel a bit overwhelmed, like, okay, what do I have to achieve? I have all year. I need to like do something or whatever. So again, it's just breaking it down into little achievable steps. So sign up, guys. All right. So let's get to these idioms. So we're going to teach you 3 idioms about facing and overcoming challenges. And we will also highlight where you could use these on the exam. So Aubrey, do you want to take the first one?
Sure. So it's roll with the punches.
I love this one.
Which means difficulties are coming, challenges are coming, but you don't lose hope. You don't lose motivation. You just keep going. You don't get negative, right? You can stay positive. So for example, you could say, you know what? I took IELTS last year, and I didn't get my best scores, but I'm just going to roll with the punches and keep on studying.
Totally. So this would be an informal idiom. I wouldn't use it in writing unless you're doing an informal letter if you're a general training student. But this is fine, great, not just fine. It's great for anywhere on the speaking test, guys. So if you're describing a person in part two who is just like a calm, chill, laid back person, that means they're good at rolling with the punches. Like, it doesn't matter what bad news happens or, you know, what crazy stuff happens around them.
Nothing.
Roll with the punches, mm-hmm. you know? If you're asked about something you would like to change about yourself, maybe, or how you, like we talked about recently, handling bad news, right? You could be like, well, I would like to be better at just rolling with the punches so I don't get sidelined if plans don't work out, you know? Just roll with the punches. Be cool. Hello, IELTS students. What do you want to accomplish next year in 2022? Guys, do you have big goals and dreams? Of course you do. We want to help you be the best you in 2022. So check out this mini course, guys. It's a 5-day challenge. Improve your English and your life in just 5 days. Check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/new2022. That's N-E-W and the numbers 2022. Okay, so the next idiom is out of the woods. I love this. Now, I would say this is informal because it's an idiom, but I would still find it acceptable in writing task two. What does this mean to be out of the woods?
Yeah, so imagine in the woods, lost in the woods, right? There's struggles, there's difficulties, you can't. And then you get out of the woods, you reach the edge of the forest and you know where you are, right? So to be out of the woods means things are more smooth sailing, right? The problems are past us. So if we say we're not out of the woods yet, that means we're still in the problem. We're still lost in the woods.
And that's most often how I hear that, you know, like, oh, we're not out of the woods yet. It just means like you're still experiencing the hardship, whatever that is, at work or in life, anywhere. I hear this a lot used to describe people recovering from an illness as well. Like, he's out of the woods. He's recovered. Yes. You know, he's going to be fine. So if you're talking about health-related issues, and again, any questions about dealing with problems, negative circumstances, even like a general training formal letter describing a problem, you know, like you lost a bag on an air flight right to the airline or whatever. Be like, listen, I am not out of the woods on this. You need to find my bag right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like,
well,
this
part
be used
three
in a
questions.
Lot of
I can imagine anytime you're asked about the environment or the economy, something like that, to say, you know, we're making strides, we're improving, but we are not out of the woods yet. Ooh. Meaning this is still a problem.
You nailed it. That is the perfect time to use this on IELTS. Yes, I love it. For both speaking and writing. Oh, yep. So good. All right, the last one, guys, is an uphill climb. So this is a noun phrase. And it just, instead of saying a challenge or a problem or something is difficult, say it is an uphill climb, right? What is an uphill climb? Oh, I also say uphill battle. I feel like that, I would say that more often than an uphill climb.
I say uphill climb more. This could very much be geographical.
Funny.
Because
that's
I feel like I've heard uphill battle too, but I grew up saying uphill climb. Like,
funny.
This is a real uphill climb. So this is if you're hiking and it's uphill. So it's a much more difficult hike. It's more strenuous, right? You would not use this to talk about very simple problems that are going to be easy to, right? This means it's more challenging than the average difficulty you would face to say, this is quite an, like if you're in a meeting and you're realizing there are a lot of steps here, this is a very difficult project, be like, okay, guys, this is an uphill climb, but we can do this.
Totally. Yeah, guys, anytime you're describing something as very, very difficult, right? Mm-hmm. You can say it is an uphill climb. Learning English is an uphill climb. I mean, learning any language is an uphill climb. Studying for IELTS is an uphill climb. Improving yourself, growing as a person is an uphill climb, right? So guys, we want to help 2022 not be an uphill climb for you. We have prepared an amazing 5-day challenge to really start your year off right. Every day, learn something about yourself, improve yourself in a real way and your English in a real way, guys. I cannot be more excited about this course. So sign up, check it out, go to allearsenglish.com/new22. All right, Aubrey.
2022. And it's the numbers.
Oh,
so
new.
Don't write it out, right? It's NEW2022. New 22.
I said it wrong. No. My resolution is to say links correctly the first time. That's my resolution.
Good luck.
AllEarsEnglish.com/new and then the number 2022. Okay.
Oh, shoot. This is a fun one. I love idioms.
Super fun. Me too. All right, Aubrey. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.